The Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler, it is A.J. Hoffman and Barry Laminack sitting in for Fred. Who's sitting in tomorrow? Jerome Solomon?
Yes, sir.
Jerome Solomon sitting
in.
What's our schedule for the rest of the week? Let's run through that.
Jerome Wexler Jerome.
Okay.
Good looking hot WNBA sports takes from those guys. I'm bringing the heat.
You know a little more about the WNBA than most. I feel good being able to talk to you about it. I got to be honest. I sit here with Fred all the time, and I'm like, hey, let's...
You got to carry that segment.
Let's talk about that the WNBA game. And he's like, what are you talking about?
What is that?
Yeah. What WNBA game? And I'm like, dude, have you not seen what the Los Angeles Sparks are doing this year?
Yeah, they're playing.
They're playing.
And
in fact, they've played 19 times.
What?
You know how many they've lost?
18.
One.
What?
One. 18-1. See, and everybody was like, ooh. Listen, when the Warriors were 18-1, everybody's like, what? Yeah. Oh, they're the greatest team ever. You guys are just watching this happen and just letting it go. No big deal. The Los Angeles Sparks are 18-1. Y'all want to pretend like it's no big deal?
Better team. Los Angeles Sparks, Golden State Warriors. At 18-1, better team. Knowing what you know about the WNBA.
I can't say yet. They've got to finish out the season. If they can finish out the season at this rate, it's going to be hard to deny.
Isn't the season over like next week? I don't know.
No, they play 34 games, Barry. They've only played 19 games.
I knew that. I was just testing you.
But they have to, not only do they have to continue winning, they also have to win a title. If they win the title,
then they're better than the Warriors. Right. Okay. All right. I'm buying it.
All right. I'm glad that glad we're on the same page about this.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure because I was worried for a minute that we weren't on the same page about the WNBA.
No.
Now I know we are, and I feel better.
We are indeed.
We've got some other things to discuss. Somebody was asking me about the sale of the UFC, which we never got to yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't.
And it really is an amazing thing. You know, when you consider they bought that thing for $2 million 15 years ago. Mm. And turned it into $4 billion.
It's a pretty good return on your investment.
Is there anything in this world that you wouldn't sell for 2,000 times what you invested in it?
Nothing.
Not one thing,
Not
right?
one single thing.
Like, I'm strongly considering, like, my children. You pay for the delivery and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be like $5,000 for a kid. Multiply that times 2,000.
You'd give that up, huh?
10 million?
Yeah. You'd sell a kid for 10 mil?
You'd have to consider it, right?
I mean, yeah. You sit down and you make a list, pros and cons.
Right.
Con would be prison. Pros would be when you get out.
Well,
we're going on a vacation.
I'd have to do it in a country where it was legal to sell the children. Obviously.
Okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't break the law, sir.
I don't blame
But they sold to WMEIMG, who they feel confident in that they're going to continue the vision. They think that the UFC's global growth is going to continue. The new ownership stakes for Abu Dhabi's Flash Entertainment and Dana White. Abu Dhabi's Flash Entertainment previously held 10% of the UFC. Dana White had 9%. It's not clear exactly what they're going to make, but Dana White who his former ownership interest is worth $360 million. So he gets that.
Yeah.
He's going to keep his job. And supposedly his new salary is going to rival that of Roger Goodell's.
Wow.
And he's going to get a stake in the with the new company. So Dana White's coming out damn near better than anybody.
Well, there are those two guys that turned $2 million into $4 billion. They're coming out pretty
good. They're coming
out
pretty well.
They're doing all right.
The Fertitta brothers are doing okay.
They're doing all right.
But as far as what it means for the UFC going forward, I think it's going to take a while to figure out.
I was going to say, does it make you nervous at all? Are you worried that they mess with the formula?
It doesn't worry me too much. I don't know what they could do that would really ruin it at this point. I'd like to, obviously, I'd like to see fighters get more paid more. I think that's what everybody wants to see eventually, but I don't think that that's going to be a priority all of a sudden. You know, when ownership throws down $4 billion on something,
yeah,
the first thing they want to do isn't give all the employees raises. You know, that's a tough thing to put down, but we'll see. I think what's amazing is that the UFC selling for $4 billion, that is the largest transaction for any sports-related franchise as far as a sale. And, you know, the sport has come a long way since the Zuffa took over back in, I guess it was 2001, and for it to grow, to be worth 2,000 times what it was.
Yeah.
But just the sport itself has come a long way. As far as popularity, I mean, this thing sold. So the UFC is worth more than the Dallas Cowboys.
And it's crazy.
It's pretty crazy to think about. And in 2001, I mean, $2 million wouldn't even pay the quarterback salary. So it really is pretty amazing. I don't know what it will take for them to, you know, how long it will take them for them to start profiting off a $4 billion
investment. Well, I think that investment. Yeah, I think revenue was somewhere, I think they got 7 times revenue. So I think revenue was around $600 million a year.
Okay.
So you figure if they just hold steady, and then obviously it's going to take 7 years to make that much, and then you've got expenses. But I think what I'll be interested to see is do they keep the Reebok deal, which when I talked to Jeremy Botter, he said that nothing was changing as far as sponsorships with Fox Sports 1 and Reebok and everything else. But do they keep the Reebok deal, or do they start to explore other deals like that, which maybe brings in even more revenue?
Well, I don't know
And really costs fighters even more money.
Unfortunately, they're probably tied into that Reebok deal for the foreseeable future. I don't know how much longer.
That's true, but I think if they really wanted to get out and get something new.
Oh, there's probably a buyout.
Yeah.
Sure. A couple things from Twitter. Michael just changed his sister's tire in 105-degree heat in 6 minutes. What are the chances NASCAR scouts me?
Michael Carroll?
That's possible.
Michael Carroll?
No, Michael Corbin.
Oh.
No, Michael Carroll.
I was say, Michael
never
Carroll,
do that in 6 minutes.
He's dead somewhere if he tried that.
Yeah. Juan says, your show is the best. Even without Fred or sports, you still make the Blitz the best. Thanks, Juan.
I think he was talking to me, AJ.
Sorry, Fred. Your services are no longer needed. Lance says the WNBA segment gave me butt cancer.
Glad to help.
Doesn't seem right. What else do we have?
I think we got some few suggestions for a name for our WNBA show hour that we're going to do.
Okay.
Joel, Better Call Joel said WNBA matters with Barry and AJ. I do like that he gave me top billing, but
That's not going to work for me.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think we should, you know, there used to be a show on 1560. With Raheel and David Nuno called No Layups. And they talked basketball, mostly, if not all NBA. So No Layups was their show. I think you and I could just go with, if we're going to cover the WNBA, we'll just go with layups.
Or strictly layups.
Yeah, just layups. It would be a great show. Just layups.
Fundamental layup drills.
And we'll have a special Tim Duncan segment.
Okay.
Once an hour.
All right.
Where we cover the fundamentals of the layup. I think it'd be good. I think people would listen.
Chase is challenging
layups. Oh,
if Barry is a true WNBA fan, he will know who scored the first point ever.
I am going to go with Betsy Ross.
Well, I got to be honest.
No,
I mean, Chase wouldn't put his answer, so that,
no,
that could be right.
Cheryl Swoops. I'm going to go Cheryl Swoops.
Okay, that's a good guess.
Yeah, yeah. What up?
It's Cheryl Miller, though. Sorry.
It is Cheryl Miller?
I have no idea.
I was like, how the hell did you know that? Did Cheryl Miller even play in the WNBA? I think she was too old.
What?
Yeah. I think she was already like a nanny. I don't think she could do it anymore.
Is that true, Joan?
Yeah, I think she was doing sideline reporting by the
Dude,
time it
are
started.
Are you seriously doubting my WNBA chops right now? After the expert knowledge I dropped last segment about people scored more points and then less points in winning?
So I'm going to take you that back into WNBA history.
Uh-oh.
In 1997, the first year the WNBA tipped off,
yeah.
New York Liberty versus the LA Sparks.
Uh-huh.
Sparks point guard, or Sparks guard, Penny Toler scores the league's first point at 19:01.
There you go.
So they had two halves.
19:01.
Yeah, yeah.
It took them 19 minutes and 1 second to score a point.
No,
are
no.
Are you serious?
No, 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 no. It took 59 seconds.
Oh, okay. It took 59 seconds. Okay.
Wow.
Well.
I was pretty close, though.
Yeah, and the Liberty won 67-57.
You're saying more things
yeah.
I don't care
well,
about.
It's, yeah, that was already way more. I like
you
my see, answer.
Right now, you sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. Womp, 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 womp. Yes, ma'am. Womp, 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 womp. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I wrote my paper on WNBA.
And I mean, Chase says, I thought it was Lisa Leslie. Don't know why I know that. Chase, you didn't even
Chase
know that.
Didn't even know.
You just made up a trivia question you didn't know the answer to.
Damn it, Chase.
In an effort to punk out Barry's knowledge, Barry was as close as you with yeah. Betsy Ross.
Yeah.
It was Penny Toler. Everyone knows that.
Penny Toler.
God, you guys are so stupid.
Penny Toler sounds like a name that, I'm going to get in trouble. I don't want to get a letter like you, AJ. That's twice.
I don't want you to get a letter either.
That's almost twice that I've said inappropriate things about women on the air, and I'm not going to do it. You're not going to drag me down to your level.
Into the muck?
Yeah. Disco Biscuit said, I just got in the car. So glad Barry's back. Show is hilarious, not just because of Barry. You too, AJ. See?
Thanks, Disco.
Disco Biscuit showing you some love, AJ.
Patrick says, what if the USA had a pro women's basketball league? Oh, wait. Guys, crapping on the WNBA is no way to go through life.
So I take
trust me, I know.
So Patrick, are you not going to be listening to Just Layups? Brought to you by Tampax?
Barry,
I don't know who would.
I don't know who's going to sponsor it, but probably not Tampax.
I mean, you got to go for your target market, right?
I'm doing a show for everybody, not just women.
All right.
Men love the WNBA, too.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't either, honestly.
Does this mean I'm off the show?
I'm trying to find the... I'm trying to find the ratings, the television ratings, to show you how much people care, but it's very difficult. Here we go.
Uh-oh. Save it as a teaser. Save it as a teaser. You want people to come back and listen to this.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, The Blitz is back, 517. Barry Warner in for Fred Fowler this week.
What?
Oh, Barry Laminack in for Fred Fowler. Sorry.
I'm out.
I'm out of here. I'm not doing this.
So, before the break... We teased how many people care about the WNBA.
Lots.
Lots. Here is a fact. Game one of the 2015 WNBA Finals, which you would think that's, you know, the finals, that's where you're going to see your highest viewership. That's usually the way it works in sports.
Right, right, right.
Aired on ABC.
Oh, really?
Yep. And was the most watched WNBA game ever on ABC.
Oh, on ABC. So maybe it was more watched on Lifetime.
They don't come on Lifetime. They come on ESPN2 usually.
They come on Wii?
No. It comes on ESPN2.
What's the O channel?
It's sports.
Oh, not the O channel.
No.
Damn it.
Do you want to know the numbers or not?
I really want to know the numbers.
There was a 2% increase in viewership from last year's WNBA Finals. And 558,000 people watched game one of the WNBA Finals. Why are you laughing?
I'm coughing. I'm not laughing. I was coughing.
Last night on ABC, a random episode of The Bachelorette had 6.8 million viewers.
Wow.
American Ninja Warrior is sports, right?
And as much
Jong,
as...
Jong, is that sports?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could say it's sport.
We'll agree it's a fringe sport.
I'll tell you
yes,
what.
It is.
Ninja Inc.
Neither one of us could finish that obstacle course.
No.
So, I don't even... Yeah. You think you could finish a Tough Mudder or whatever those are? The frog contest things?
Yeah. I think I could do that.
Oh, you're just going to rely on the old army training? Never mind the fact that you're fat and out of shape now? I don't think you could finish it right now. After you get through a camp? Yeah. Now? Right now? I know I couldn't. I just ate four sliders from Arby's.
See, you eat
There's
so
no
much
way.
Worse than I do.
I do. I do.
You have a terrible time controlling your diet.
I really do.
And you walk in here with a Diet Coke, which is like...
Well, hey, you don't know...
Every fat guy I know drinks Diet Coke.
You don't know if I have diabetes. Maybe that's why I drink Diet Coke.
Very well.
It's not, but maybe.
So... American Ninja Warrior, which we've all agreed now, is sports.
Sure.
They had 6.2 million people watch last night. So if the most watched WNBA Finals game ever was 571,000, I thought, well, maybe it's not fair to compare it to, you know, The Bachelorette, which is obviously going to get a lot of viewers.
Sure.
So I said, let's make it a little more fair. So I used the internet. And I found an episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air that aired at 1:39 a.m. last week.
I'm just coughing. I'm sorry.
So now knowing
I'm sick.
Now knowing that the highest viewed WNBA Finals game ever had 571,000 viewers, what do you think? An episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air airing on Nick at Night at 1:39 a.m. What do you think their viewership was?
I'm going to go 750.
796,000 people watched that at 1:39 a.m.
On Nickelodeon.
On Nick at Night.
Which is a kids' station.
No, Nick at Night is a separate station from Nickelodeon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Like, when we were kids, Nickelodeon had kids stuff, and then at night, it showed, Mr. Ed and the
stuff
Dick
nobody
Van
watched.
Show.
WNBA games. I mean...
Yeah.
Okay.
How about a 1 a.m. showing of Squidbillies on Adult Swim?
I don't even know what that... I don't know what it is either. I just know Adult Swim is adult cartoons, so it's probably just stoners.
737,000 people...
Wow.
Watch that.
Versus the first game of the WNBA championship.
Right. Which was 571,000. Aired on ABC on network television.
The one everyone gets. Because not everyone gets Nick at Night.
No.
Not everyone gets that.
No. But let's go with a show.
Somebody said that we mean to name our show Missed Layups instead of Just Layups. No, Just Layups.
Or how about Layup Drill?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
We're getting Game of Thrones questions.
About their viewership numbers compared to the WNBA Finals?
No, that wouldn't even be fair.
Oh.
That wouldn't even be close.
Okay.
No, someone asked on the text, Jon Snow and Khaleesi together? Thoughts?
They're not together.
No. But they think they're going to be because they're niece and nephew.
They potentially could
They're cousins. What are they? Now. I don't know what they are. They're cousins?
Yeah. They're cousins. But Targaryens do it with their cousins all the time.
Yeah, well, that's a given.
But I don't think Jon Snow is into that, unless he's...
But I think people are making the assumption that he's going to be flying one of the dragons at some point.
They've never even met.
Yeah, well, that's I think the assumption is that he's going to be a dragon flyer. That's what I'm hearing.
You just watched Game of Thrones.
I just binge watched it, yes, which had a significant impact on my life.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way?
I started developing an English accent. I would, I would talk to my cats with an English accent. I called my wife, her Grace. It wasn't going good. I had
That's
to stop.
Not good.
No, I had to stop. I had to get away from it for a little while.
Are you all the way caught up?
I'm
now?
Done. I'm through season 6. Season 5 was terrible. It was wretched. Season 2 was as well. I'm through. It's an amazing show. I love it.
Okay.
It's a great show.
Do you think there's too many characters?
I think there's too many annoying characters. Like I'm glad Hodor's dead.
I didn't really care for Hodor. Yeah,
like the dude, what's his name? Reek.
You don't like Reek?
I hated Reek.
Is he your least favorite character?
I hated Reek.
Do you like him now that he's come around?
No, I still hate Reek.
Okay.
And I think the no-faced man was pretty stupid.
Okay.
The whole no face.
But one character, your least favorite character in the whole show.
Oh, God. Probably Reek. Probably Reek.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to think of one more annoying. It'd have to be Reek.
Okay.
That whole thing was just silly.
Who's your favorite character in the whole show?
I almost said a word I'm not supposed to say. What is his name?
Because Tyrion?
Yeah, Tyrion.
Yeah, he's my favorite too.
Yeah.
He's the best.
He's funny. He's cool. I like him. But yeah, I almost called him something I'm not allowed
Don't
to say
do that.
During this time.
And plus, he's an imp, not a...
Well, a dwarf, right? Or an imp?
Yeah,
okay.
A dwarf.
Yeah, I almost said the wrong word.
He's not that.
Okay.
You know, we don't need to discuss that.
Like you're an expert on that.
I don't know anything about it, honestly. Honestly, no, not one thing. So there you go. I know as much as you guys, as much as you guys would love to continue discussing the WNBA, I've run out of steam on this, honestly.
Someone has a pretty good show name. Chess Pass All Access.
Bounce Pass.
Oh, these are good. Come on, guys, Rebecca Lobo is a star.
I do have a little bit of football conversation to get into today because Pro Football Focus released a list ranking all 32 offensive lines entering the 2016 NFL season. And I was extremely surprised to see where your Houston Texans landed on that list. So we'll discuss that during the show today. I want to make a quick programming note that Soccer Matters is coming up after our show. I want to thank Glenn Davis yesterday for giving us...
That was a great exclusive you had.
An exclusive into the wedding.
It was a very good interview.
Davis and Derek Jeter.
It was a very good interview.
Thank you. I do have some stuff to give away. Because I've been failing at this. John gives me these things. I'm not used to doing this. Did you do that thing yesterday, John, that we talked about?
No, it's today.
Have you done it yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. I'll hold off my complaining about it until you do it then. Thursday, which is the day after tomorrow, is your last chance to qualify to play in the final of the Blitz Summer Poker Classic. Join us at Dave & Buster's on Richmond with Big Stack Poker. Sign in for available seats. We'll begin at 5. We'll shuffle up and deal at 7:15 to find the top 25 who will advance to the finale for a chance to win the grand prize, a 55-inch higher LED HD TV and $500 cash. In fact, let's go with callers 13, 14. How many do I have to give away, John?
There's 15 of them. So you can give away like what Fred does, like 3, 3, 3, 4, whatever you want to do.
I'm
going to
give away 5 right now. Caller 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17 are all champions. You don't win the whole tournament just by being those callers, but you are a champion of the phone and you win a chance to play in the tournament. Congratulations. Your mic's off, Barry.
I was going to say, and a chance to view a live taping of Just Past All Access.
That could happen. It's not going to happen at Dave & Buster's this week, though. That might be a later included prize. All right. We'll be back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I-10 to Katy Freeway, eastbound at Bingle, there is an accident reported in your way. There's also an accident out on the West Loop, 610 northbound at Westheimer, sitting off to the right shoulder. And there's police activity on Beechnut near Ferris, causing delays. Save money by replacing your aluminum or wooden windows. Houston is choosing Window World, where you get the best for less. For a free estimate, visit windowworldhouston.com. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Your home for sports.
Deli looks into James, steps back deep, two hits at the horn! LeBron James hits it at the horn, they mob him in half court.
On third down and 18, here's the snap, seven-step drop. Wilson looking, lofting it to the end zone, middle of the field, leaping two-hand catch, Doug Baldwin, touchdown Seattle!
1-2 on the way. Swing high, deep drive into right center field. Did he do it again? Kane is back. Track and wall, leaping, and it's gone! Another home run for Colby Rasmus. You have got to be kidding me.
Second and 7. Watson rolls to his right. Cox the arm and throw. It's caught. Renfro down the far sideline. 10-5. Touchdown, Clemson. He beats Stephen Parker over on the far sideline. Parker jumped the route. Catch was made. Touchdown, Clemson, 35 yards.
ESPN, 97.5. Renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler. It's A.J. Hoffman and Barry.
Don't do it again.
Laminate.
Don't do it again.
Jong is here doing a great job. Jong, I know you haven't done this in a while, but give us a halftime grade on today's show.
Yeah.
I know you used to do that with the, was that the show with Dave and Jerome?
Yeah, that'd be okay. Rush at the Half. Excuse me, Rush at the Half.
Okay, how are we doing?
I think it's been okay show. I thought yesterday's show was a little more strong.
Okay. Are you saying you don't like the WNBA talk?
Not particularly. I think we might have went a segment too long with it.
And
yeah.
Someone who, like, self-pleasured in the bathroom and didn't flush.
But I think there was more of a mixture of, like, UFC, Tim Duncan. Oh, I guess we didn't really get into Tim Duncan talk, but we got into Rockets.
We talked Rockets.
The Rockets, yeah. The Astros.
And bathrooms.
Yeah, and bathrooms.
Okay. So what's the grade for, well, first of all, what was the grade for yesterday's show?
I'll give you guys a good, solid B+.
Okay. And the grade for today's show at halftime?
Maybe a B-.
You were going to say a C.
Yeah, you were.
You changed your C to a B-.
It was going to be a C+ or a B-.
Were you worried that my ego would crumble if you gave me a
no,
C?
No, no. Because there's always room for improvement.
Okay.
You're not listening over there? You don't like the show?
No, I am listening.
Okay. Just checking. They wanted sports. We're giving them sports.
We also talked a lot about Pokemon yesterday.
which was why I got a higher grade.
Exactly.
There's been very little Pokemon talk today. Uh-huh. When I got home yesterday, literally as soon as I walked in the door, my kids started saying, "Dad, can you take us somewhere to get some more Pokemon?" Mind you, I hadn't eaten dinner. The last thing I want to do is go chase Pokemon around.
Yeah.
But after I finished eating and everything, we got in the car and I drove them around while they hunted Pokemon.
See, this is why I don't have kids.
That's probably
a
good idea.
Cats didn't say a word to me.
Nothing.
Not one word.
But my kids never poop in the shower.
Well, my cats did today, as a matter of fact.
Did he poop in the shower that you use?
Yeah, in the master bedroom. And right, just walks right in. We got kind of what's called a car wash shower where you can walk in on either side.
Yeah.
He just he walked in. He pooped, threw up twice, and left.
Why does your cat poop at all these weird places? Why, he poops by your front door a lot?
Yeah, yeah. He's old, and he just doesn't care anymore. He doesn't respect boundaries.
Have you given any consideration? When you say old, what are we talking?
We got him in 2001, I believe. No, no, I'm sorry, 99. We got him in 99.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's real old. Like, he can't hear. So, you know how fun it is to scare a cat? It's really fun. And because when they don't expect it, they freak out.
Okay.
So it's so much easier to scare a deaf cat, which brings me a lot of joy.
So the life expectancy of a domesticated cat is 15 years.
Okay.
Your cat is now in year 17.
Mm-hmm. If he doesn't stop crapping in my shower,
he's completely deaf.
It's going to be over soon.
He defecates
wherever he walks.
Wherever he pleases.
It's like living in a frat house. Like, now, literally, there's just crap all over the floor and vomit.
I want you to kind of put yourself in this cat's paws for a second.
Okay.
If you were, basically 20% past your life expectancy.
Okay. So about Barry Warner age.
Right.
Okay.
You couldn't hear any longer.
Okay.
You were crapping in the shower and by your front door.
Okay.
Wouldn't you kind of just want to pass on?
I'd try to get my own show with Dylan and make the best of it.
Have you thought about putting your cat down?
No. He's fine. Other than the fact that he's deaf. Has arthritis.
God, that poor animal. Do you think he's got a happy life is what I'm saying?
Yeah. You could just crap in the shower whenever you wanted.
I don't want that.
Right? Because he sleeps right by the shower. So we have two carpets as you walk out. So he sleeps on those carpets. And then he just gets up and he takes about three steps to the left and does whatever he feels like and then goes and lays back down. That's a life I want to live.
That's not a good life.
Sleep wherever I want. You can't hear, so nothing distracts you or wakes you up. You just sleep all day and night. That's the life I want to live, AJ.
I feel like you're selfishly holding on to this cat.
No. I'm envious. I'm envious. Yeah, we have two.
Does the other one have the same issues?
No. No, she doesn't. She doesn't do any of that at all.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and she's like 17.
Why are your cats so old?
Because we got them a while ago. What do you want me to do? Just at one point, just kill them? Be like, yeah.
Every 10 or so years, you would leave the door open, let them out into the wild, let the coyotes get them.
See, that would be what I would do if I had kids.
That's what I'm planning on.
How old are your kids?
My 8 and 4.
Oh, so you're going to wait till they're about 10 and then just
open the door.
Take them to another neighborhood and drop them off.
Play Pokemon Go for a while, kids. Bound in third ward.
Yeah. Go home and tell your wife, look, sit down, honey, we need to talk. The kids ran away. They've gone to the farm, so to speak.
They went to the farm.
That's
what we call it, the ride.
Yeah. See? So I guess that's not cool to do with kids. Well, yeah. I'm just going to let him go.
There were a lot of people when we were talking about the WNBA earlier, we're talking about the four off-duty police officers who were working security and they left their post because the Lynx wore Black Lives Matter shirts.
Yep.
And listen, we did this show the other day and I'm not going to get back into it. I don't want to make this a political show. So I haven't really addressed that. But now Taylor made a joke that I thought was great. So I'm going to address that.
Okay.
He said they stopped all five people who were planning on storming the court.
Well, I was wondering.
All five people in attendance were planning on storming the court.
I was wondering why they only had four officers for crowd control.
Yeah.
Just one for each side of the court. Usually they're lined up. Like they form a human chain when you have, but I guess not in a WNBA game. They had like two security guards and a, I don't know, four cops for an arena full of people.
The female version of Barry, whose name is Lauren, says, can Barry co-host the whole time Fred is out?
Oh, well, there you go.
Can you?
Sure. I don't have a job, AJ.
Just kidding. I found other people to do it.
I don't have a job. Of course I can. otherwise, I'm sitting at home watching my cat crap in the shower and just being jealous.
Have you ever videoed it?
No, but I've taken lots of pictures, as you know. If you're not following me on Instagram, if you'd like to see...
All you see is where
all the places where my cat craps around the house.
I say she's the female version of you because her Twitter avatar is a cat. And her background picture is a barn that says, whoop, giggum Aggies.
Oh. Yeah. She must be handsome, too. If she's an Aggie and she's like me, she must be handsome.
Speaking of Aggie, did you hear that... John Football and Coach Kevin Sumlin are back in touch.
Ooh.
That's right. After a while, there was concern, apparently, that he couldn't get in touch with Sir John Football.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, they've figured it out, and you know they've reunited. Because if you go look back a couple months ago, Johnny wouldn't return his calls. Kevin Sumlin was worried about him. But now they're talking again. And at Media Days, Sumlin was asked if he thought he could have done more to help the, you know, now jobless drug addict quarterback. Instead, he said he's an Aggie, and he's always going to be an Aggie. At Texas A&M, we take care of each other. He didn't answer the question, per se, but he did acknowledge that they exchanged text messages over the last 2 weeks. Which, by the way, the last 2 weeks, Johnny Manziel's been sober.
What?
At least that's what he said, right? He said he was getting sober July 1st. That was when he was going to start training.
Yeah.
To get back in NFL shape.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah. And, yeah, so it looks like... All's right in Aggie land.
So where's he going? Whose job is he taking? Where is he going to land?
John Football?
Yeah.
John Football more likely to land a starting gig in the WNBA than in the NFL. And he's got a penis. Yeah. So that lets you know about what he's working with.
Sadly, I think you're right.
I'm 100% right.
Well,
were you a guy who, because you're an Aggie fan, were you a guy who believed that John Football would be a big star in the NFL?
No, you can actually ask Shock. He was surprised that I said he had no business playing in the NFL. As a matter of fact, I didn't think he was an NFL caliber quarterback.
Okay.
So never believed that. And I was right.
You were right. All right. We are an hour and 45 minutes in.
What?
And I've got good news for you.
Okay.
The gym of the day is next.
Oh.
Yeah. And at 6 o'clock, I've teased this previously. At 6 o'clock, I deliver on my tease of National Football League discussion. It is Barry Laminack. It is AJ Hoffman. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. While I'm up inside my cubicle, where I earn a tiny wage. In my cubicle,
where I wrote this, what I'm saying. In my cubicle. ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Today's ESPN 97.5 pristine auction item of the day is the 2005 National League Championship Astros replica ring, lot number 577443. That's lot number 577443. Starting bid is $30 and only one day left to make. So make sure you place your bid on pristineauction.com. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com. Autographed memorabilia up for auction for the fan of any team, daily and weekly auction ending nightly with hundreds of lots Free and quick to register. Make sure you tell them you heard it. Heard about Pristine Auction from ESPN Radio.
Thank you, John.
D.
I'm,
I give that a D.
No.
Yeah, I'm being mean because he was mean.
It was very good.
I give it a, all right, fine. I give it a B plus. I guess. You get a lot of hate about cats. It's all right.
And people hate that you have cats?
Yeah, I think so. Or just hate cats.
I have cats at my house, too.
Do you have cats? You don't strike me as a cat guy.
I'm not.
You just, they show up. They're
I don't like them particularly.
Oh. Okay.
But one of the cats my wife rescued, and the other cat, my grandma had a stroke.
Uh-huh.
And had to move in with my mom. And my mom took my grandma's dog and her blind cat.
Oh.
And I got the fully functioning cat.
She like, got
kinda,
lucky then.
She kind of guilted me into taking it. Well, in a way, I got lucky because since my grandma moved in with my mom, the blind cat and the dog have died.
Oh, yeah, you didn't get lucky.
And the cat is still walking around, seemingly going to live forever.
Yeah, you didn't get lucky.
I'm not going to lie. When I looked up cat life expectancy, I went, oh. Like, that's a long time.
Damn it.
But I do have a dog again.
Yeah, I saw that.
So when both my dogs died in like a 4-month span. That and both dogs I've had for like, one I had for 10 years and one I had for 15 years, 16 years.
Is he tearing things up already? Or is it he or she?
It's a she.
What kind of dog is it?
A German Shepherd.
Okay, so anybody in the house have allergies?
No.
Thank God, because he's literally shed a fur coat every day.
She doesn't shed at all. I mean, not noticeably.
Well,
at least so far.
She will.
I'm sure. Yeah, but like my whole...
They're also known for bad hips, so you're going to probably get your dog a walker at some point.
Literally everything people said about my last dogs, the Corgis, was they've got bad hips and they shed a lot, which they did shed a lot. Mine never had hip problems, but...
There's also that whole past of being a Nazi, so...
My dog has no ties to the Nazi Party.
Oh, I don't know.
In fact, her entire bloodline is free from ties to the Nazi Party.
I hope so.
No. Her mom is Jewish.
Oh, okay. All right. I believe you.
Yeah. Don't try to lock me into that. Just another... Oh, wait, never mind. It's the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. I forgot, John. Uh-huh. The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. Jeweler Gym of the Day. Today's Gym of the Day brought to you by Barry Laminack.
Mm.
Allison Whelan drank Lambrini and ate poisonous nightshade before boarding a ferry and drifting up a river on the tide. Which I don't even know. I don't know what either of those things are. What is Lambrini? Do you know?
I have no idea, but I will look it up right now.
Okay. And then after that, look up poisonous nightshade.
Okay.
A woman has been jailed after she stole a 100-seat ferry and smashed into boats, yelling out, "I'm Jack Sparrow. I'm a pirate." Allison Whelan, who's 51... boarded the 45-foot Dart Princess with a friend after a 2-day bender where she got drunk on Lambrini and ate poisonous deadly nightshade, which causes hallucinations. She undid the mooring ropes in the early hours and drifted up a river on the tide, bashing into other boats like a pinball machine. She taunted police, shouting, "What are you going to do now? I believe this is out of your jurisdiction." 30 police, a lifeboat crew, Coast Guard, and paramedics had to be called. And when the cops finally arrested her after an hour, when the ferry came to arrest in calm water, she told them, "We'd have ended up in St. Tropez if we hadn't been caught." She's been jailed for 122 days, which seems light.
Yeah, it's cut off easy.
And she denies the charge. This happened almost a year ago. She untied 2 or 3 mooring ropes because she kept tripping over them, apparently. She said she felt the boat moving and noticed the hotels getting a long way away. The ferry suffered, and this happened in England, I'm guessing, because they say the ferry suffered 1,500 pounds of damage when it hit 2 other boats, which were also damaged. Yeah, usually you can't run a 45-foot boat into another boat like a pinball machine and not suffer any damage. They could have been killed on the rocks if the tide on the River Dart had been going out at the time. She was fined 100 pounds last year for assaulting an ambulance technician. So this is a real class lady.
Yeah.
You can find her. You can find her on meetsingles.com. I suggest you scoop her up quickly. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. Thank you for that, Barry.
Yeah.
You did a good job.
Lambrini is an alcoholic beverage. It's available in original Lucy, cherry, peach, and strawberry. The original is 7.5% alcohol by volume.
So this is, it's basically Boone's Farm.
It's a wine. Yeah, it is. She's drinking Boone's, basically the English version of Boone's. And
Boone's Farm, Lambrini.
And eating a poisonous plant in the tomato family that is known to cause hallucinations and can be deadly.
Okay. Well,
that is what was it called that you said?
Poisonous nightshade.
Yeah, poisonous nightshade. There's obviously Wikipedia has the scientific name, which I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce.
I've got to say, this is the perfect lead-in to me telling you about attorney Gary Tricker. If you are accused of drinking too much Lambrini and crashing your boat into other people's boats, boy, I hope that that's not true, because this woman claimed it's not true. But I will say this, sometimes law enforcement, they will hit you with these tests that are just BS science. And remember, a boating while intoxicated arrest can affect your reputation the same way a DWI or a DUI can, and you don't want to deal with that. The breath test the police gave you, they're inaccurate, they're unreliable. The blood test doesn't even test your blood. It's testing the air above your blood. It's a very indirect and circumstantial test for alcohol. Don't overindulge yourself while you're out on Texas waters, please. But things don't always go as planned, as we just heard. And sometimes you're getting whisked off in a law enforcement boat about to be arrested for BWI. Attorney Gary Trichter and his team have years of experience with Texas boating laws on alcohol, no matter where you were boating in Texas, from the Panhandle all the way down to the Gulf Coast. A BWI arrest is nasty. You don't want to deal with it. That's why you call Attorney Gary Trichter and protect your rights. He's a DWI specialist here in Houston, experienced in telling the truth about the faults in police blood testing. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call Attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Attorney Gary Trichter. Or the song.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.